With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. There they sit, in a home in a comfortable suburb of San Francisco. 5 to 10 middle-class, middle-aged ladies in a writing and reading group. And what stories they read each other.
My father calls me my daughter the pornographer. I think I'm writing erotic stories. Sometimes they're raunchy and sexy. But I think I'm really the more delicate, conservative end of our spectrum.
That's Rose Solomon, a pseudonym who is a member of the Kensington Ladies Erotica Society.
My pseudonym is to protect my parents-in-law and to protect my children.
The founder of the Kensington Ladies Erotica Society is Sabina Sedgwick, also a pseudonym.
By writing under a pseudonym, just look like wearing a mask, to me is very freeing. I switch on to another personality.
A small publisher in Berkeley, California, published the stories of the ladies in a book called Ladies Home Erotica. The book became so popular that pocketbooks picked it up and printed 300,000 copies. But as Rose and Sabina note, they had to change the name of the book.
It was Ladies Home Erotica. We had to change the name because Ladies Home Journal was not happy about it.
Aww.
They sent us a cease and desist letter.
Yes, they felt that it violated their trademark.
Erotica is not necessarily pornography, and as Sabina Sedgwick notes, Ladies Own Erotica is not very explicit.
Quite a number of men have said, I don't find this erotic. There's no good stuff in it. You know, I go from page to page, and then I said, do you like the book? And they say, yes, because it's very tender.
The ladies of the Kensington Erotica Society wear masks when they make public appearances, but not for the radio, where they feel safe. Pocketbooks publish their Ladies Own Erotica. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.